presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
April 12, 1117 America, New York. Former Treasury official as frontrunner for Fed banking regulator. Michael Barr, a Treasury Department official in the Obama administration, is the White House's leading candidate to serve as the Federal Reserve's top banking regulator.
New York Times Business. April 12, 11 o'clock America, New York. Boeing sales rebound continues, with the 737 MAX leading the way. The company had net sales of 145 aircraft in the first 3 months of the year as airlines got ready for a resurgence in travel. A Boeing 737 MAX jetliner at Boeing's facilities in Renton, Washington, in 2020.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
April 12, 1055 America, New York. GM strikes deal to secure cobalt for electric car batteries. The multi-year agreement with commodities firm Glencore is the latest in the auto industry's race to secure key battery materials.
Daily FX Market News.
April 12, 1030 America, New York. U.S. dollar price action setups post CPI. Euro, USD, GBP, USD, USD, JPY. The U.S. dollar posed a mild pullback this morning on another 40-year high print from CPI. But USD bulls were standing at the ready to pounce on the move.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
April 12, 1020 America, New York. OPEC cuts forecasts for global growth, oil demand, citing Ukraine. Soaring energy prices prompted by Russia's invasion of Ukraine will take a heavy toll on the global economy and weigh on demand for crude. Outcomes that will worsen if the war continues, the oil cartel warned.
Global economy.
April 12, 1018 America, New York, Sri Lanka. Debt default threat strains the string of pearls. A successful bailout of the country would create a blueprint for rescues elsewhere.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
April 12, 1011 America, New York, Economics and Bourgeois Propaganda. It has often been claimed that economics has a bias towards capitalism. Or as some socialists call it, and what I personally prefer, economics is bourgeois propaganda.
Global economy.
April 12, 1007 America, New York. The rest of the world should watch what is happening in Shanghai. COVID lockdown in China's biggest city will have global economic reverberations.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
April 12, 1001 America, New York. Shanghai factory closures mount as COVID-19 lockdowns hit supply chains. Manufacturers are having more trouble getting parts delivered because China's restrictions on movement are making it difficult for trucks to enter the region, analysts said.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
April 12, 958 America, New York. Chaotic commodity markets spill over into real world. Wild swings in futures markets complicate business for those who use raw materials and filter into higher prices for consumers on energy, food, lumber, and more. Traders are stepping away from the risky market, creating even more volatility.
New York Times Business.
April 12, 922 America, New York. Biden to allow higher ethanol E15 gas to be sold all summer. The White House estimated that the move would shave 10 cents off every gallon of gasoline purchased at the approximately 2,300 stations in the country that offer the blend known as E15.
Wall Street Journal Markets. April 12, 918 America, New York, the safe investment that will soon yield almost 10%. The March surge in the consumer price index is the latest boon to buyers of U.S. savings bonds that are adjusted for inflation, known as I-bonds.
BBC News Business.
April 12, 909 America, New York, U.S. inflation soars to 8.5% on surging fuel prices. Consumer prices reached a fresh 40-year high in March after the U.S. stopped Russia energy imports.
BBC News, Business.
April 12, 909 America, New York, U.S. inflation soars to 8.5% on surging fuel prices. Consumer prices reached a fresh 40-year high in March after the U.S. stopped Russia energy imports.
New York Times Business.
April 12, 9 o'clock America, New York, amid soaring demand for warehouses, an effort to make them greener. Some owners are taking steps to make their buildings more energy efficient, including upgrading building materials and turning the rooftops into solar farms. Solar Landscape, a community solar developer, put installations on four warehouses in northern New Jersey.
Daily FX Market News.
April 12, 8:30 America, New York. U.S. inflation hits highest rate since 1981 at 8.5%. Dollar falls on core CPI miss. U.S. inflation accelerated in March and reached its highest level since December 1981 amid soaring energy costs, but core CPI grew less than expected, a sign the worst may be over.
BBC News. Business.
April 12, 7:35 America, New York, TUC. Francis O'Grady to quit as leader after 9 years. Francis O'Grady said leading the trade union group had been the greatest honor of her life.
BBC News Business.
April 12, 7:35 America, New York, TUC. Francis O'Grady to quit as leader after 9 years. Francis O'Grady said leading the trade union group had been the greatest honor of her life.
Daily FX Market News.
April 12, 7:30 America, New York, interest rates and the Forex market. The FX market is greatly impacted by interest rates. Learn about currency interest rates and how to trade the Forex market when rates change.
Marginal Revolution.
April 12, 7:25 America, New York, the cryptography amendment. I am interviewed for a forthcoming documentary series on the cryptocurrency Zcash, which uses zero-knowledge proofs to create truly private transactions. In this short clip, I argue that the Second Amendment is no longer serving one of its key purposes and needs to be supplemented or even replaced by the Cryptography Amendment.
Global Economy.
April 12, 7:12 America, New York, UK unemployment drops to pre-pandemic levels. But squeeze on living standards deepens while workforce remains smaller than pre-COVID as people choose not to return.
BBC News. Business.
April 12, 6:37 America, New York, Extinction Rebellion. Lloyd's of London protest held by activists. The activist group is demanding that Lloyd's of London stops insuring fossil fuel projects.
BBC News Business.
April 12, 6:37 America, New York, Extinction Rebellion. Lloyd's of London protest held by activists. The activist group is demanding that Lloyd's of London stops insuring fossil fuel projects.